I'm ready. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink, tops is and clink. A fountain drink, and urinals hanging on the wall.
Twinkle, man.
Oh my god, that's a great song.
That is so good. That was Sanctuary Studio. That was good stuff, man.
Good stuff.
I love it.
Dude, that solo in that song. Yeah. Amazing.
And of course, Lex Gray.
Lex Gray.
Unbelievable.
I can't go a week without listening to that CD.
You can't.
That's a great CD.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah.
It is August 21st, 2017. We have the road captain himself,
Mr. Mike Harrison.
Hello,
right
hello.
Here in the studio with us, man. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Everything's great, guys.
Yeah?
How's it going?
Yeah. He's a little starstruck. Right. I get it. You know, I get it. You know, he walks in the studio. He's like,
Wow.
I didn't realize it was so little. Right?
Three fat guys in a little suit.
No. Yeah. So
you're going right into it, man.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I have to.
So, hey, what's up, man?
Not much. I just want to make a quick note. Cycle Source Magazine, no issues out. Big Mountain Run pictures are in here. Check it out, man.
Nice.
One of our Yeah. Favorite people.
Thanks for doing that, for what I was saving for later. Fucking guy here. Hey, fucking guy's always jumping on me, right? Yeah. Hey, see that shit, man?
Yeah. Yeah. Stepped all over you on that
one. Oh, my God. Anyway,
Mama Dukes would have never done that.
Oh, no, definitely. No, it's jump on me tonight. I'm jumping on everybody else tonight.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, you want to cook? You want to cook for him, too? Right. I mean, make him a sandwich or something? Shit.
Dude, she was bringing me a plate of food this weekend.
What? Nice. What the fuck? So, I hope everybody had a good weekend.
Yeah.
We actually checked out Michael Allman yesterday. He was at the Inn in Long Beach. He was fucking... He puts on what a show.
Oh, yeah.
He really does. He puts on a great show and...
And just a great gentleman, man.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody fucking loves that guy.
Yeah,
everybody loves him.
Yeah.
You know, and people go nuts over him. Like, all right.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And rightly so. Rightly so.
Yeah, I got to say, he does an awesome job, man. He really does. Really excited to see him yesterday. And I did a little riding yesterday myself.
Me too.
We got to go riding together.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because you know what? I know if I'm with you, I'll never hit a puddle.
Never hit a puddle.
I hit one on a freaking Meadowbrook last night.
I've been in my car hitting the thing.
Yeah, I bet.
You go to the car, put the app on there, you can actually hit it.
Sweet.
And it gives the longitude and the latitude of the pothole. So
right. Get a little bit closer to the mic. Yeah, this way we can hear you a little better.
You want me to kiss it, too?
I don't know, but you know, if Marco was here, you'd be making a wet.
Oh, my God.
But if you want to kiss it, then go ahead.
You guys have the big fat ones. I got the little
ones. Hey, sorry to hear that.
So she says, you know. But, I was on a Meadowbrook yesterday, and, man, it was dark. And I hit a pothole, boom! I was like, holy shit, that's scary, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
And that's like, if I had the road captain, I would know where I am right now.
Well, so, September 1st, baby. We'll get into
September
that.
September
1st? Yeah, we get into it.
That's all right. Yeah. So, what'd you do? Oh, you were some drunk guy at a barbecue, I said.
Yeah.
We had a good time at the barbecue.
Yeah, we had attended the annual.
You know, I don't know what happened, man. All I know is we got to this barbecue. And I was, like, dying for a beer.
Right.
And I drank, like, 9 in, like, 5 minutes. Right? And then they had the Jell-O shots.
Yeah.
And the Jell-O shots were... Happy birthday, Kirsten, by the way.
Kirsten, yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Right?
And the Jell-O shots tasted so good that you had no idea they were going to bite you in the ass.
Right. Oh, my God.
I had about 7 of them.
I had 20.
And dude, I was done. I was like, by like 11:30, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a point in the night, man. He's like in a coma.
Yeah.
And the only thing coming out of his mouth is going, I want cake.
I wanted the cake. We had an awesome cake that we never got to have. But we had the donuts.
Give me the cake. I want the cake.
I'm not leaving until I get cake.
Leave the gun and take the cake.
Leave the cannolis and take the cake.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. But it was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time. Really, you know, with we actually, like I said, we took the bike out to Long Beach yesterday. That was a great ride.
Oh,
Ocean Parkway to Loop Parkway. Just,
yeah,
that's a,
you know,
sweet.
It was just
tour around.
Yeah, and last night it was just a beautiful night out.
Yep.
You know, and it was just gorgeous. And surprisingly so, on the Ocean Parkway, it was nice and warm. But inland, towards home, freezing on that side.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
You would
think it'd be the other way around, you know?
If you're by the water, it'd be a little cooler.
Yeah, you know? But it was such a nice ride. And nobody on the road.
This is the perfect time to ride.
Yeah,
the weather is nice at night.
It's August. Yep. It's still August, but it almost has that nip of late September,
right,
October.
Exactly. Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, sheesh. But what'd you do this week? Anything good?
Went to a 40th birthday party. We had a blast for one of my brother's wife, Dana.
All right.
She got turned 40.
Happy birthday, Dana.
Happy birthday, Dana.
And say hello to your wife.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Eileen, if you're listening.
Hello, Eileen.
Hello.
Somebody's in trouble.
Somebody's in trouble. Hello, hello.
And it's just me now. No.
You're going to have your own fan club in a little while.
Oh, yeah, right.
did we have any clips today? Because I didn't see shit.
I looked up at it.
Did you see anything?
That's why you couldn't see shit. You looked up at it.
Yeah.
All I know is I went into the supermarket and they were hoarding ice melt and milk.
It's always the ice melt and milk. We're having the eclipse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
People driving down the expressway with these glasses on. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? It's 9 a.m. This thing don't start till like
1:30. I know. All day long.
It looks like everyone came from the eye doctor. They have big old lady glasses on.
People are looking up. I'm like, what are you looking at? It's on right now. What's going on? Right, but, you know, hey, you know, if anybody's seen a beautiful eclipse, because I know some of our listeners that live in Tennessee and Carolinas, they got a great shot today.
Probably,
if you got any cool stories about it, hey, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, 877-917. 5263.
And right? Just make a note of, when speaking about the eclipse, as of right now, David Hayes, I have not seen any apocalyptic zombies around yet.
Well, you know
that's
what?
That's 2024, they said.
The night's still young. Oh, now it's a new date?
Yeah, new
it
date.
Didn't work last time.
It didn't work last time. Right.
It's like the Mayan calendar. We fooled you.
Yeah. The Mayan calendar. They're going to come out. No, they're not. All right, you know what? Next year. All right. Try it again.
True story.
True story is
true
right.
Story.
You know what? They got a great shot of it today, you know, but I didn't see a freaking thing.
I stepped out and went to take a look, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should have stole those glasses with that little old lady.
Like, so I fell with the bread? Give me that rubble, Mom. The rubble rye.
No soup for you.
Where's the chocolate babka?
The chocolate babka.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, if anybody got any stories they want to share with us, we got Michael Harrison in the studio. If you have any questions about the road captain, please feel free to call us, 877-917-5263.
Right, no crazy questions.
No, you know. Can I have sex with the app?
Right, no little bit children calling up and say, are you my daddy? None of that stuff.
All right, Marco, don't call in.
Well, yeah, so we got a lot going on here today.
Yeah, we do.
Actually, we're going to have John Frew's going to call in a little later.
Sweet.
Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation. He's at an update with the Camel City Bike Fest.
We gotta get down there.
We are going. We are actually doing.
What is the Camel City?
You coming now?
I'm going with you. I am going with you.
It's in North Carolina.
It's in Winston-Salem,
North Carolina.
Winston-Salem.
I thought you remembered something.
My daughter goes to High Point up there.
High Point, good furniture. You want to buy furniture? But yeah, so that's gonna be a great time. We're doing a live show from there.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you?
Well, not really, but I will be.
I'm definitely going then.
We're there. You know? Wayne's a great guy, the first lady. They're going to call in. They're going to talk about what's going on down there. And
perfect.
We're really excited, and we're going to get to pick an outfit for him to wear up on stage. So
got to be something crazy. maybe braid the chops.
Braid
them a little.
If he passes out up there, that's what happened. Oh, my kid, I'll be done.
Yeah, nine beers, five minutes, he's going to outdrink me.
Five shots, nine beers.
Oh, no. I started out with nine beers in the first, 10 minutes, I feel like. And then I went crazy after that. Hey, you going over there? Give me a beer. Hey. I don't know who you are. Blue guy with the blue shirt. Give me a beer. Whatever.
That's exactly how
it went
down.
You always put down the beer. You never go back for it.
No.
You go back for a full open one.
Yeah.
Who has this empty beer? The half empty beer.
Dude, I think everybody remembers that scene from Caddyshack.
Oh, I have a cigarette?
Don't put your beer down.
Don't be shy, folks. Give us a call, man. Hey, how about a quick shout out to David Hayes, huh?
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to see that Angie Bean is back. She had a little issue going on, and
welcome back,
us.
Angie. Yes,
thank the good Lord that you're doing well, and I hope you are doing well.
Yeah,
let us know. And no lewd and vicious comments from you, Angie. And go back to Facebook, Jill.
She has the best posts.
Look, her, Jane Morris, Laura.
Jane Morris is crazy.
They're killing it. Yeah, Kim Roden, too.
Yeah,
they're killing it with these.
They actually put on some great shit.
There's times I gotta shut it off because I'm like, oh my God,
he's gonna be excited.
You find yourself reading it and going, what did he just say? Because you're reading everyone else's.
Exactly.
You're not even listening to him. I'm just reading.
He starts off in the kitchen. He ends up in the Jack Shack.
I'll admit it. Yeah. I'll admit it. Some of those pictures are
really good, you know? Oh, jeez. But, hey, you know, it's all fun. You know, all good stuff. All good stuff. Yeah. You know, I don't get political on my Facebook. I think people can see.
Yeah.
I love running around Walmarts with shark heads on.
Right.
Unicorns or whatever.
That
was pretty funny, but, you know.
Yeah.
I enjoy myself doing that. Here's my political statement for today.
Oh, here we go.
We need more steak in this country. All right? More steakhouses.
I steak at that.
Yeah. Thank you. The United States of America. Yes. Oh.
Dude, I'm getting nervous with this country. One of these days they're going to cut steak out and they're going to embargo it. We're going to be screwed.
Yeah. No. Right. Anyway, Cycle Source Magazine. Great magazine. Well, no, this actually is an awesome magazine. You ever check this magazine?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they have everything from from beginning to end here.
I was going to just say, man, they got a, it looks like a great article with Scooter Tramp Scotty in
here. Yeah, Scooter's in there.
Yeah.
Hear about Scooter?
Puerto
what
and,
yeah.
and Condido that he was telling us about when we were down
there. Oh, he had some great stuff.
Some good stuff.
If you want 15 miles did he do?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Read the article. if you want to watch some awesome video, go on Scooter Tramp Scotty's YouTube page.
Oh my God.
And he's got some awesome videos on
videos,
there.
Videos.
Yeah. He, the guy, he lives on his bike.
Right.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. It's his
what,
bike.
What, like 25 years now?
It's it, like 25, 27
yeah,
years.
Somebody,
like
yeah, yeah, and you know, his every day is an adventure for him. And he films a lot of stuff and he, you know, documents stuff. He slept in a graveyard one day, right. pulling bones out of the ground. I mean, but you know what?
He's got it, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know,
shit,
he woke up one day and he
if
said,
you, can
you know,
do
this
it,
is,
do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's, you know, there's nothing more to do than just do this, you know,
exactly.
because if you start, you know, sitting back and waiting for things to happen,
exactly.
it's not gonna happen.
Exactly.
So he's out there doing it.
He's
and
doing
God bless,
it.
Man.
I wish I could do it. I mean, jeez.
Dude, I'm telling you,
just
man.
Just like that couple who's going around the,
Oh, Ada and Paul. Oh,
they're
God.
Yeah.
Did they leave yet?
They're
oh,
left,
yeah. Yeah.
They took off 2 years. Can you imagine? I can't take off a week.
Right. 2 years.
2 years, and they're going around the world. Yeah. Now, I have a quick question about that that I thought of this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
You
I did think. Right. Yeah, that's remember the smoke you said you saw? That it was a fire?
I saw, yeah.
It was me. Now, I'm guessing you can register your bike in advance, maybe, but the only thing I need, like, an inspection sticker, right? And, like, I got to inspect my bike every year.
Right.
Which I found out I haven't done in 2 years. Anyway, but I'm like, wow.
Wait, you're still working on yellow?
Well,
I'm red. I'm like, what the? Whoa!
I'll tell you this, just off the top of my head, when I was down in Chile and I met my friend Daniel down there, who's got a bike rental joint or for off road in southern Chile to go up the mountains and actually up the volcano and stuff.
Yeah. I hear banjos.
He was telling me that you know you could bring your bike down in Chile and you have like a certain time frame. And it's got to go back, you know. You can't bring your bike and leave it there,
right?
You know, it's right. only you okay. only got a certain time frame. So I'm assuming that's going to happen the same for whatever countries those two go in. They got like a small time frame that they can travel the country, and then they got to go.
Right,
the visa will run out for the bike too.
For the bike,
that's
too.
What I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm guessing too. It's like they have to get like. Yeah. You know, inspection stickers, or you know, how does that work? Like
oh, the emission tests are different.
But what I'm thinking is that because they have the United States inspection, the United States plate, they're giving the leeway for that small temporary time to come through the country.
Right.
You're
still going to overlap.
Yeah, to a certain point. Yeah, they're going to have to get it inspected
right.
at some point.
I actually thought about that one. I'm like, you know, people think about
Federal
hey,
Express.
What if I get inspection if I'm in Germany right now?
So obviously Johnny was driving his truck and realized his inspection was up.
No, my truck, my motorcycle.
3 years.
I was like, I'm looking. I'm like, wow, that's red.
You got to clean your bike so you can see these things.
That's one of the main things I got to do. Wash my bike. Which would be stripper juice, if I had to. Wait, we have a phone call coming in.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
Hey, boys, it's Ida.
Hey.
Talking about inspection stickers. What do you tell? Kind of jinx me?
Uh-oh. What's going on?
We were trying to get in on the fly, and you guys are announcing we're coming? Come on, man.
Well,
I'm just joking. We don't plan on being in any country for very long.
Okay.
So, after 90 days, most of South America and Central America, you need a visa. So we're going to be in that in those countries pretty quick. Mexico is 180 days. So, but you're taking your vehicle with you. You have your title. You show that there's nothing on there. So it's yours.
Okay, so you don't need the inspection sticker or the registration to be renewed then.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure if they want to bust your balls, they'll find something wrong for you to fix or
right.
pay.
Right,
yeah.
So you know how that goes, but hopefully we'll be, you know, with I'm sure there'll be some issues, but hopefully there won't be many.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Sure. I'm sure, yeah, it's going to be something.
Yeah, something
you know,
comes
something,
up sooner or later.
You know, an alligator in your way or something. You know, kangaroo.
Yeah,
bambinos. Bambinos chasing
you
down the block.
You got to grease somebody's palms at some point, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's the story of our lives, isn't it?
So how's it going?
So where's my girl today? Where's my girl?
She's feeling a little under the weather.
Aww.
I think she might be pregnant.
Uh-huh. She might be pregnant? Who's the father? It ain't me, man. It ain't me.
I just got here.
I've been out of town for a little while. It's not mine.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well,
you never know.
You never know. You're out of town. She was out of town.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
So
you never know.
So where are you now?
That's a good question. I think we're in Washington. Yesterday we did some really nice dirt in Idaho, and we were up in the northern part. So we were right near Montana. So we went into Montana for a few miles and then came back around. We were off road for about 10 hours, just doing some dirt.
Sweet.
It was really cool.
That's really cool. Man.
That's a nice scenery. I haven't updated. I have to. I'll post some stuff tonight, and I'll definitely tag you guys in it so you guys can know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sweet, definitely put it on our wall, on our Facebook wall. We'd love to see it and follow you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll tag you guys.
I keep looking to see.
Today's Monday. All the places are closed. I need a new sprocket on my bike, so we're gonna have to hang around here another day. Pick one up and put it on there.
I would suggest that you find a nice barbecue place.
Good job.
You have some ribs and some corn on the cob and some baked beans.
You do know I have a limited space on my motorcycle to sit in. If I eat too much, I won't sit between the bags.
Can you imagine me? We'd get nowhere. Stop here. Whoa.
Yeah, I'll just stand up. But all right, well, I'll let you guys go. Tell my girl I miss her.
Okay,
hope
we will.
She feels better.
Hey, you guys be safe out there.
You guys have a good show.
Thank you. You be safe out there and keep us posted.
Yes.
All right, no problem. We will. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool then.
Oh, that answered that.
Yeah, that answered that question there, so. Right. You gotta love that.
Ask the question, you get the answer.
That's right, man. You ask the question.
And get it from the one we were just talking about, man.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm so damn jealous.
Yeah. I know, cause you know what? The scenery they must see.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like right now,
they were in Washington?
Yeah.
So they had the eclipse over their heads.
Yeah, they must have seen that, yeah.
That would have been sad.
What is the nicest ride you ever took?
Oh man, there's so many.
Okay. No pressure. Hey,
the next question, please.
So, what was
the average weight of a swallow? European.
I like it out west.
Yeah.
You know.
You go on
you know the roads are real nice.
Yeah.
You know. The Blue Ridge Mountains are absolutely
beautiful.
Oh,
that's gorgeous.
Man.
I did that with a truck, and it was gorgeous. But I wish I could do it, you know, with my bike. But maybe we could.
Yeah.
You know, because we're actually going to Tennessee 2 weeks after that for Tennessee Bike Fest.
That's
with Geneva.
One, yeah.
Geneva's band playing there.
Yeah.
And Geneva, thank you so much for that song you made
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
That song. I listen to it all day long sometimes. I just listen to it, you know.
I call him up and he answers the phone. He's singing a damn song.
Yeah.
That's definitely going on my phone. Man.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That'd be great. That should be our ringtone.
You're right. It should be. It
should be our ringtone.
I'm going to change that.
Yeah.
Definitely but, Tennessee Bike Fest is...
It's going to be fun.
I think the 23rd or...
22nd, 23rd, and 24th, I believe.
Out in Tennessee. And that's going to be really cool.
Yeah,
so we're doing a show from there as well. And then we are going to Biketoberfest. And we're doing a show from Strip Club Choppers.
Nice.
So we'll be hanging out with Mr. Johnny Lang and his Strip Club Choppers. And don't forget about Strip Club Choppers East, also with Mr. Gus
Paul.
And that's his real last name.
Gus Paul.
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 Strip Club Choppers. Yeah. Paul.
Meant to
get
be.
It?
I keep saying Paul.
Strip Paul?
No, it's Paul.
I know.
But, so that's what we got going up. But my nicest ride I've done so far was when me and my wife took my bike, I didn't rent one, I had mine, from Key Largo to Key West.
Oh, yeah.
That ride was on. Believable.
What's the name of that bar when you go down? You go right before, right after you get over the 7 Mile Bridge.
The
big pig on it, the hog and pork, or the pork and hog.
Are you thinking of Hogsbreath?
Hogsbreath.
Oh, yeah,
that's in Key West.
You got the no name pub, no name bar.
It's huge. Big it's pine. Right on the bay. It's on the left hand side.
It's in Key West now.
Yeah. No, it's in Key West, but it's before like Largo.
Oh, no. Well, Largo, Key West.
It's going there. You know, it's going towards Key West.
Oh, okay.
The pig and a poke or the poke
and
the hog.
Yes. It's on the right-hand side. Yes, we did not stop there. I'm not passing it. I think it's right when you get to Key Largo, I believe.
Right, right by Key Largo.
I think so, yeah. If anyone knows that answer, please feel free to call us. 877-917-5263, just like the song says, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, we're going to hit Myrtle Beach for the fall.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, we're doing that in, I think it's October 9th.
Okay.
And then right after that, we're going to go to Pamina City for their fall.
You ever do that one?
No, I haven't done it.
That one is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a blast.
We've done both of them.
You turned me on to it, actually.
I did?
Yeah, the last time you were out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That amazing. It really,
the pictures that you were showing, and you know,
yeah,
not mentioning the, you know, the ribs and the stuff you were talking about.
No, Panama City is definitely, you know, Daytona Beach is my favorite, but you know what? You know, we did like, there's going to be our sixth Biketoberfest, and we did two bike weeks there.
Right.
But Panama, we got a phone call coming in. Hold on, you are on the air. Most like a Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
John Fritz.
What's up there, brother? How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. How are you guys?
We are hanging in there. We're doing a show without Margaret tonight and Randy. Randy the Wrench is feeling under the weather himself. So it's just
us. I saw that, yeah.
Bunch of, you know.
The bird flu.
It's a sausage party in here.
The eclipse attacked everybody.
Hold on. All this hot breath on me. I'm telling you, I'm sweating bullets. But I keep on looking. She's always smiling. Is she always this happy?
Talk to her boyfriend.
Oh, is that what happens? Oh,
you go to work too late? I thought of riding up there today.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I would say I got busy here, and then I said, you know what, I'll never make it on time. And
yeah, well, you gotta do it. I want you to do it when I'm off, like Monday and Tuesday. This way you can come out the weekend and we can go to the city and do some things and then you come on the show. Otherwise we're talking about it like, you're gonna ride here, come to the studio at 8 o'clock and then I see you later, John. I'll go home with a bed. Cause that's what I do. That's
the show. Well, I've done stranger things, you know.
Yeah.
But that's no fun.
Yeah, I heard that. That's just no heard. Well, I was on the phone with another guy about some stuff, and then I just heard about some of the places you guys are going to be riding to, like Daytona and Panama City and all that stuff. But I will be in Florida for Daytona Biketoberfest anyway.
That's awesome. We're going to have everybody out there, man.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be a party, man.
We're going to need a week.
We're going to have a hell of a party.
We need barbecue, right?
You got that damn straight, man. We'll be at the pig stand over by Bruce. What's that called over there?
Rothmeyer,
that's it. That pig's.
Yeah, but we got to run over to Montour to go to Jeannie's and eat barbecue.
Of course. We will go to
Flacta.
We have to see Jeannie. Yes, we do. You know, and we'll get some barbecue.
And then, and also the Steel Round Tavern out in Astor has the Coyote Ugly Contest. You have to go to the Coyote Ugly Contest.
Okay, I think Ron's going to win that one. But anyway.
Help me.
You know, speaking about Jeannie, that's what is it, the Backwoods Barbecue. Right.
Backwoods Smokehouse.
Backwoods Smokehouse. And we went there, me and my daughter and my mother went, and they come out with the food. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, eating. Blah, blah. All of a sudden, boom, two more trays. I'm like, holy shit. Family, I didn't realize that much food. It was so good.
Nothing like family-style cooking.
Yeah, you know, to me, I mean, I love ribs that fall off the bone. You know, and smoked brisket.
Right.
But the beans got to be baked beans.
Baked beans, dude.
Some places they put pulled pork. These beans are so good.
I'm getting a hard on just
talking about
that. But you were there for 6 hours.
You hear what John said? It's true. Me and my daughter were for 6 hours.
Jeez.
Oh, shit.
That's not.
We started drinking.
I don't even sleep 6 hours. I get very antsy very quick. I want to get up and
do something.
Yeah.
So what's up, John, man? What else is going on?
That picture yesterday of that barbecue joint I went to, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
That brisket sandwich.
Oh man, I'll tell you,
it's up in the middle of the Allegheny National Forest, north of Pittsburgh, about 70 miles, and I was just riding on this road that I normally, where my camp used to be, actually, and next thing you know, there it is. And it wasn't there when my camp was there, and I said, well, I got to stop here. So I stopped. You know, of course, I took some pictures for you, sent them to you.
I got them.
Bad bastard.
And I'll bet you, after I sent you those pictures, you went and ate somewhere, right?
Of course.
You had half a box of ho-hos.
Oh, yeah.
Barbecue.
You know, I'm telling you, you're in this contest with Rod, and I really have to say, I know you're not going to win, John. Sorry.
Wait a minute. I gotta hold you up on that.
Oh, man.
What contest is this?
I don't know, man.
They haven't lost anything but hair.
It's the fat man contest.
Oh, my God. You fat boy, buddy.
Fat boy. I'm going to take a good crap before we do the weigh-in.
That might put you over the edge.
You heard about the last weigh-in. He fucked around with the battery after
no,
I got
no, what happened was, true story, we started out, he is 327, I was 300, okay? The next week we went to go weigh in, he was 317, and I was 296. So he was beating me.
Right.
So the next time he weighed in, he weighed in at 325, and then the scale must have broke. It's a fat fucker. Broke it, right?
It only goes up to 300.
I get on there, and it says I'm 278. I'm like, whoa. I'm going to go with that one. Yes.
I was sitting there like, no way.
So he's shitting his pants for like 2 weeks. And I finally told him, I said, the battery was broken. So we're going to weigh in at the festival now, so no one knows.
Yeah,
we're going to go in. Like
when's the final date?
It's going to be in North Carolina.
Camel City.
And then Rod's going to have to dance with the hula girls.
Well, I'll be dancing with the hula girls anyway.
With the skirt on.
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
One of us is going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
I actually think we should just say the hell it didn't both come out.
I'll do it. Both. Do it, man. I'm game.
You know you always wanted that, Johnny.
I do.
What are you trying to say? Like,
let me ask you.
Go ahead.
High heels.
All you guys are going to be in Daytona?
Yes.
Yes.
For Biketoberfest?
Yep.
Okay.
You're definitely going
to bring somebody. Some like clear drink that Rod enjoyed last time I saw him.
Oh yeah,
oh, a little moonshine.
This is why we call him John the Fruitmaster.
Oh nice.
All right,
gotta love that stuff.
I said, John, you gonna get some more of that stuff? Was, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, you see, right?
you see that little apple big mountain runish thing
here? Yeah, that was a night that I don't remember much.
And it wasn't that good anyway. The big mountain thing. The big mountain one wasn't that good.
It was terrible.
No, it wasn't that good. So. And then he says it right here. Still really not that good.
Yeah. Right.
You know what it is? We don't want a lot of people there. You know what I mean?
Yep. Shut up. John, he's really ruining it for us.
Yeah. it's like a hidden gem. You know what I mean? So what else going on there, Johnny?
That's it. You know, I've just been busy here at my shop and messing around, going, my bike's all cleaned up and just hanging out, watch the eclipse today.
Right.
Yeah, waiting for my union hall to send me out to work and, you know, shit like that.
Okay.
Today was just a slow day. I just got shit done in my shop, cleaned it up.
Right.
Got my go-karts ready for this weekend. I got a race Sunday. Yeah, Sunday I'm going to race.
Cool shit.
Yeah, so both my carts are in the trailer ready to go. I'm kind of bored, actually. I mean, this is only, what, Monday?
Well, I'll take them out and run around.
Hit the neighborhood.
I really can't do that with these carts. They're not made. Yeah. They're only half inch off the ground. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, right? Really. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to tear the underneath out.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But, that's, like I said, that's about it. I've just been kind of bored. You know, I just thought I was out riding around. I mean, it seems like it's all I do anymore is out riding around. I got past some Sturges.
Right.
Nice.
And that was on the way out. I got caught in some serious rain. On the way home, it was just nice the whole way. I just, you know, cranked it on, and then
made it from Sturgis to New York without no rain. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know,
there's always a day of rain.
Well, when I was in Nashville, that's where I got caught in that heavy rain. I mean, it was pretty bad. Probably four, five, six times, I think, in one day. I kept getting caught in the rain.
You
know.
I can imagine. You know, you gotta have something. You know, it can't be nice sailing all the way home. Yeah, nice tan when you get home. No, you gotta get fucking rained on and shit.
Gotta have rain.
But Johnny, we're gonna let you roll. And, good luck with your races. And, we'll be here.
Yeah, John, why don't you, try to get some video and send it to us so we could, check these, go-karts out, man. We wanna check this out.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I got a GoPro. And, I just gotta hook it up.
There you go, man.
I mean, how hard can it be? Yeah, I know. It's sitting actually right here in the box. And then, I'll tell you what, a new product I got was, I bought a new full-face helmet for my other race car.
Right.
So I went and bought one of those Sina Bluetooth setups for if you're out riding, you get a phone call, you just hit the button, you know. And the speakers are inside the helmet. It's got a little mouthpiece. And I was really impressed with it. It's a really good product. And then I didn't even realize there was an FM radio dial on it, too. And I put the button, and a little voice said to me, oh, FM radio. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Wow. And then you can listen to radio, whatever. And it's Bluetooth, you know, it's all Bluetooth. So the Bluetooth on my bike, I can tune in whatever radio station there. It'll come through the speakers of my bike, but also come through the speakers of my helmet.
Right.
I really don't like, I like to be able to hear what's surrounding me when I'm riding. So it's really not a good,
yeah.
It is good, but it isn't good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might want to hear what's going on around
there. Usually if you hear it, it's somebody like else.
Yeah. Get out of the way!
But as far as,
honk, honk.
As far as the phone system works, I was really impressed, and I called actually a friend of mine down in Tennessee, and he was on his bike, and I didn't even know he was on his bike, and he's riding, he's talking to me, and I was like, I did hear a little bit of a difference in the sound. I said, what's wrong with your phone? He goes, oh, nothing. He goes, I'm on that Bluetooth, on that Cena system. Wow. I said, no shit.
That's
so
cool shit, man.
He's talking to me as he's riding, and also they have it set up where you can communicate to, say, you're riding with somebody else, and they have the same setup, and you can talk to them back and forth, too, which
actually,
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
See, that, I'd be ordering pizzas. Alright, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Domino's, we deliver.
You deliver!
Yeah, you can tell, like, you and Rod could be riding down the road and you can say, hey Rod, I know there's a barbecue stand up the road. We'll have to turn here, you know?
No. Yeah, well, I can just pull out of the cell phone for that because it'd be in the car.
Dude, are you kidding me? Johnny doesn't let anybody know when he's turning off for food. He just turns.
Oh, that's it, man.
Like
done.
A magnet.
But, wow.
Yeah.
That would have been, yeah, let's order a pizza. Yeah. I'm at exit 51, 52, 53, 54. But, anyway, brother, thanks for calling, John. Like always, man, you're awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you again, brother.
All right.
Be safe out there, brother. And we'll talk to
you
real soon.
All right, you guys have a good night. I'll, gonna hang out in my shop there listening to the show, so.
Excellent, brother. Excellent.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, bye,
brother.
Hey, peace.
All right.
I love John.
Was he from Florida?
No, he actually was from Florida, but I was from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
But you know what? I finally have a friend in Pittsburgh
right.
who hates football, though.
Oh.
I'm like, well, that's not fun. You know what I'm saying? It's like
he can't buzz his ball.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, but he goes to Primanti Brothers, which is
right.
That makes up for everything.
That makes up for everything. But you don't like baseball. You don't like football. All right. You know, but he's a good guy. Great guy.
Sounds like a good guy.
But
good people.
Yeah, so you're going to go to Panama City?
I think I'm going to go to Panama City.
See, like I was saying before, Daytona, you've been to Daytona,
yeah.
Right? That, yeah, Main Street, you got Route 1, you know, up on the Holly Deal, all that shit.
Yep.
Panama City is set up different, where it's not, there really isn't a Main Street.
Like there's multiple streets, yeah.
Right, but not even like that. See, I like Daytona more on Main Street. You park your bike, end up, you know, at one of the bars over there, like, I can't think of any of the bars over there. Like Main Street Pub or something.
Right.
Or the Boot Hill. And you're hanging out, drinking a beer, and watching this. It's like watching a show of bikes.
Right,
now, I would love to get this show big enough where we can fight against having cars on Main Street. Would be an awesome thing to do.
I was thinking the other day, Long Island never had a bike week.
Do we always do that?
And
I'm
going to have a road captain bike week. I'm like, what the hell?
Let's get all together and do it.
I mean, there's four places I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
Right. Port Jeff.
One, right?
Patchogue.
Two. Huntington.
Huntington.
Yeah, right.
They bust balls down there.
I'm just saying, for a town, though.
No,
they're going to bust balls everywhere, no matter what we do.
Freeport.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You think I can bust balls down there?
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to bust balls down there, too. One and done in Freeport.
And Wendens. Yeah, right. And Wendens.
Wendens. And this is Albany Avenue.
Don't stop.
But, yeah, so, no, definitely.
Oh, my God.
But the problem with these towns, though, except for Benny Patrick, with the villages,
right.
is hotels.
They have them in Patchogue, and they have them outside of Patchogue.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you got to run over in the metro area.
Even if you do, like, Riverhead, and do that whole town of Riverhead,
yeah.
then you could do a run out to Montauk and back
the same
day, you know, and do, like, a little poker run coming back.
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
have hotels over there. Crazy.
That's very true.
You know, Ronkonkoma has all these hotels going up. So, from how, you know, they have to stay a mile. When we went to Laconia, I was in Lincoln,
yeah,
New Hampshire. And that was about 30 minutes away.
Yeah, we actually got lucky enough to stay in Laconia.
Oh, that'd be great.
We did.
That's next year.
And it was a bed and breakfast.
I love those.
And it was so nice, man.
Right on the water?
Right on the lake, yeah.
Yeah, the lake's great.
So how do we get this going?
We have to start sitting down and think about it.
We have to be the first ones, the first bike week on Long Island.
Yep.
Is everybody with us?
Doing
and everybody from all over come here.
Everywhere. Like, we go everywhere else. Now they come here. We have the best beaches, the best bars.
Yeah.
You know, Long Island people are pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we know how to party.
We can party. We can definitely party. And our bars are open to 4 a.m.
Our music alone.
The music. Our local talent. We got some amazing talent from here.
You go down to, you know, Live at 5, you listen to all
that's
stuff.
Oh, that's so great down there.
Listen to this talent.
And they say that 25A is one of the nicest roads to ride in America.
Yeah, you can split the party. From Riverhead, you can do from both ends.
Both ends, man.
You
I'm telling you. We gotta start, you know, getting this together.
I like that.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna plan something like this. Once we get the app going, and once we get like
September 1st,
a lot more fans we need.
Yeah, if we could get up to like 10 fans, we'd be good.
I think we only lost one because Mama Duke's ain't here.
Yeah, we better.
Mama who? Wait. But
hold on, wait a minute.
Right?
Yes,
the Johnny Rod and Mike show.
Welcome.
Seriously, we have to work on Panama City.
Yeah, we will definitely. That's something I would love to work on. I'm sure a lot of people out there would love to come to Long Island for a bike week.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be fantastic.
And we have to wedge it in between, like, a Laconia.
Right.
What's the other one? Lake George.
Americade. Americade.
And
I love Americade.
Cause it would be like this one. That one, you know?
You could go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The North.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah.
And we're going to be millionaires. I don't know.
We're going to be broke happy.
Hey, be like, hey, we thought of this idea.
I have no idea how Johnny thinks he's going to be a millionaire when he's going to be eating every piece of profit he makes. I mean,
hey, you! Hey, we've done this!
It's the barter system. Yeah, you want to advertise? Yeah, give me a burger. Where's the fucking money? God, you gotta have the money.
I'll gladly give you a commercial on Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God. But, but back to Panama City, though. One of my favorites. Freaking gorgeous. And what we did, we went to a bar. Geneva knows this bar, if she's listening. The Outpost. You gotta go there. It's not in Panama City. It's about 45 minutes away.
That's what they call the Outpost.
Yeah, the Outpost. It's in the middle of nowhere, right? And what happens is, it's just like, I don't know how to explain it, like a little village-like. Yeah, it's like someone's private property. And they have a floating dock that someone falls off into the water almost every night.
Right, awesome.
And it's crazy there. So that's one place you gotta definitely go. And the riding's great too, because we rode down to Destin, Florida from Panama City. Beautiful ride, you know. Florida was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Panama City is one of my favorite bike weeks, and like I said, there's no main street there, but it's more like more bars,
right?
And you know, bike shows everywhere, and it's more spread out. Well, Daytona's pretty spread out itself, but you know, it's pretty big. Yeah, it's definitely one of the best ones we've been to. How about Leesburg? You ever go to that one?
Never been to Leesburg.
We did Leesburg, which is pretty cool. But the difference between Leesburg and any other bike week we've done is there's no bars, like big bars. It's all like they bring the bars in.
Right.
Tents
in there. And, but, you know, Budweiser tents.
Right.
And,
there's carts. You
know, yep.
But you can drink in the streets.
Right.
Like you get a beer, you can walk around. You know what I mean? Which is pretty cool. And that's a good one also. That's actually, the cops are so nice there too.
I heard Sturgis, they were real bull birds.
Well, that's one we haven't done.
Stories I hear.
I'm doing Sturgis in 2018. Yeah. So I'm hopefully to do a show from there. It would be great. You know, we're working on that. But, get a bike. Anyway.
Got to get divorced first.
You know what time it is? Time for you to get a bike.
You can join these conversations, you know. Like.
You can talk to us.
At this point, I'm ready to start a GoFundMe page. Right.
Everyone has one.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Jesus. Everybody's I need to go to college.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to go to the dentist. You know, GoFundMe.
I got a hemorrhoid operation. And that was Mama.
That's why she's not here today. Sorry, Mama.
I need pipes on my bike.
Her two hemorrhoids are right here.
Yeah, definitely check out Panama City. You'll love it. You know, they have, that's what I love about the Florida bike events, because you have your bike event and you have beaches and palm trees. Beautiful.
You can break off one day.
Right. You don't have like a regular vacation.
You're not getting tanked up every night, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, I know Daytona pretty good now because we've been there so many times that I know where to go with a nice restaurant. So,
right.
You know, and there's one night where, you know what? I want to have that burger or that sauce and pepper here.
Right.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on. Can you give us a towel?
Froggy's
sweating.
Froggy's
He's getting meat sweats already.
Froggy's on Main Street. Got the best sauce and pepper here. Oh, Jesus. And the Boot Hill got the best food set up. How do I know this shit? Yeah. Right? And the Iron Horse got good shit, too. Actually.
You read a lot.
No. The full moon. The Full Moon Saloon has got a pork chop. It's to die for.
He's really sweating like crazy right now.
That fat. I'm not kidding. It's like that fat.
I'm getting it.
$17. But
$17 is worth it.
And it was most amazing pork chop I've ever
had in my life. Get applesauce with that?
You can get applesauce with it, yes. But I didn't.
Pork chops and applesauce.
But what's your favorite bike event that you've done?
I like Myrtle Beach.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like the runs. I like going out to Georgiatown. Okay. I like going to the swampland out there, and they had that bar out there. I forgot the name of it. But yeah, I like Myrtle Beach. You know,
Tuck
Bang Glow. There's nothing, you know, the Rat Hole.
Yeah,
I mean, there's just crazy ass.
The Beaver Bar.
Oh, the Beaver Bar. Oh, I can't forget about the Beaver.
Yeah. You never forget about the Beaver Bar.
And we stay in like North Myrtle.
Well,
we have a nice ride to go there. You know, another 20 minutes. I don't like to stay right in town.
Yeah,
I like to get a ride in.
Yep,
even if it's a half hour, 40 minutes.
Well, I stayed in Garden City.
You get some riding in.
Yeah, get some riding in. Yeah.
Myrtle's Inlet, I stayed, but I didn't get the full effect of it because when I went, it was in 2009, where we weren't allowed into Myrtle.
Right.
So I didn't get the full effect, and I want to do Myrtle again, but we're always booking for Daytona.
Right.
So it's hard to get it in there. Well, one year.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, they have the spring and fall, so.
Yeah. It's like Panama City's got two of them all.
Yeah. Yeah, Panama City.
And we've done both of them. Yeah. We were able last year to do Bitoberfest and then Panama City.
That's the bomb.
You can't do it this year, though.
Yeah.
There's a weekend in between.
Yeah, there's a weekend in between.
But last year, there wasn't.
Yeah,
last year, it was bing, bang, boom.
That'd
so
be perfect.
We got the best of both worlds last year. So, yeah. Plus, we went up to Emerald City on the way to Destin, and they had a little bike week going on, too. So we got to check that out. What a great week we had in bike, man. Really was. So anyway, it's 8:52. Quack, quack.
weather and time is.
Do you know where your children are?
I'm checking out the feed. A lot of people are chiming in about that Long Island run right now.
Oh, really, huh?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
I think that would be.
Talk about runs. I'm going to do a run that we're having for a friend of mine's son who passed away of cancer. 3 years ago, 18 years old. It's going to be at, it's for a smile for Sean. It's going to be at hometown.
I have to interrupt you. 1 second.
Sure.
Hold that thought.
A phone call.
You're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
Hey, this is Kim from Carolina
Bikers. Oh, hello.
Serving waits while the master makes.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So what's up, Kim? How are you?
Hello. Good. You know, Long Island, I'm staying there. I've been here 4 years now. And the best bus if you take 25A all the way out to the end.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, Sound Road, Sound Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some good ones out there.
Or even going to like Glen Cove and Oyster Bay or Lloyd Harbor. Oh my God, those places are beautiful.
Bayview over there. Yeah.
But you know,
I'm biased towards Oyster Bay.
Bayville is really cool.
Bayville, you all like the song?
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Right.
No, I work for Oyster Bay.
Wait, hold on. We're all talking at the same time. Sorry, go ahead.
Kingdom Whistle. We used to go there all the time as kids. I mean, that place is awesome. My mother raised us on bikes.
Well, yeah, but that's in the city, though, right?
Pig and Whistle is actually in Bayville, but they may have closed it down and changed
it.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, I actually grew up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
not much, though. Keep going. but you know what, though? You know, out and going to Montauk, right before you get to Montauk, you had all those bars on the outside. Those are really cool bars also.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, I even know.
We would have an awesome, it would be Long Island Bike Week. and maybe a couple of towns.
You guys should have that, because we don't have that there.
Right.
Well, no, there hasn't been anything close to that at all.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
A couple of little things here and
there. I've never even heard of a tavern one there, and I was there my whole life. And I tell you, since I've been in North Carolina, David Hayes, he has introduced me to people, and now I run Carolina Bikers. I'm telling you, it's awesome here. All the biker community is such a different world.
Yeah, it is. And you got people like David Hayes that makes it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it is. Yeah. I mean, he's awesome. He's like the best to me. He's like the big daddy of me.
Mac Daddy Rabbit.
Mac Daddy Rabbit. Even you, Kim, with so many people we met by doing the show that we met, you know, in the Carolinas or wherever, you know.
Yeah, because you guys just, you know, you take
us
and spread us around.
And you were from Oyster Bay. I was like, oh, my God, that's where I grew up. That's where I was raised. And my family worked for the town. And it's just such a small world. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking a couple of weeks back, and she was asking if I knew her uncle who works at the town. And I'm like, I recognize the name. I'm just really stupid when it comes to faces.
And other things.
He's probably he's a dark skinned Puerto Rican. You know, my aunt married him, and he's really awesome. Now he's a great guy, but I mean, he could be retired by now. Who the hell knows? You know,
lucky him if he is, because I'm can't wait to retire and get the hell out of there.
I hear you.
So you're running Carolina Bikers, eh?
I am. I have that great opportunity, and I love it. I just made a post the other day about people posting pictures on their bikes, because I'm going to try something different, and I pick the bike, and I'm going to pick the bikes once a week and posting it as a cover photo, you know, because
right.
These people is what makes the group. You know, they make our group. They're lucky, you know. They're awesome.
Yes, exactly right. You are exactly right. Now, are you going to be at the Camel Fest bike
Yes, I'm going to be there.
I just want to say, Johnny, she did post here that she's bringing ribs.
Nice.
I'm leaving now. I'm on my way.
What'd he say?
He's leaving now. A couple people posted they're going to be bringing ribs.
I'll leave the ribs. All right. Yeah. Bring the ribs. All right. I'll bring the plates and the forks.
You don't need no forks.
Plates? I'll bring some beers.
Plates and forks?
I got a hog. You guys can come and stay with me.
You're all looking forward to meeting you, Kim.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting you guys, too.
We're going
to
have a great time.
We are. And, you know, if you guys need a place to stay, I have a house. I'm only 15 minutes from Carmosa.
Sweet.
That is great. Thank you very much.
I think, in all honesty, you know, the most important thing we're all going to need with this trip, bail money.
It's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Just the fact that me and Johnny and dresses.
Oh, boy. I think I have Kim there, it won't be fun if you don't have me there. I'll be missing, you know?
Yeah,
I tell you what. Since me and Johnny are going to be in dresses, you got to wear a tuxedo.
There you go.
You know what? I'll wear a tuxedo. I'll even put a banana in my pants to make it look real, okay?
Oh, sweet.
That's what I do.
You guys are great. I love you. Thanks for playing.
Oh, well, thank you for being a supporter, a fan of the show, a supporter, and you do a great job. Thank you so much for that. And keep rocking the Carolina Bikers.
Yeah.
Carolina Bikers. David Hayes, man.
I'll post the grid.
Where is David Hayes tonight?
You guys have a great night and keep up the good work. And
you too.
I love you, all right?
Thank you so much. We love you,
too.
We'll
see you soon.
Okay.
Bye now.
All right, hon. Bye.
Bye. You know what? I can't believe David Hayes is even chiming in on Facebook. Nothing. Not a word.
He's on. Yeah, so that's nice for Kim. That's Kim. How do you say her last name? Rodden? Kim Rodden.
Rodden, I guess.
Rodden. Well, Rodden. Great.
Rodden.
Well, hold on one second.
Keep
you on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem. Who do we got?
Hey, this is Tony. I'm Twinkle's handler.
Hey, man. What's up, Tony? How are you?
I'm beat up. I've been hanging out over here at Leo's house. Twinkle was supposed to call in, but I can't find her because she's out of her mind right now.
Oh, my God. Well, did you guys hear that we opened the show with a song?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That song is awesome. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that song.
Awesome. Thanks, man. There's a live version of that too, and the guy that does the intro on it is Bud Snyder, and Bud was the front of house guy for the Allman Brothers forever, and he won a Grammy for the Greg Allman I'm No Angel album and all that stuff, but he's a friend of the family, so we went and did that in his studio, and we just love those guys. But yeah, she was all stoked about this. This morning we talked with Mama Dukes and said she wasn't going to be on the show because she had a tummy ache, and she's telling me that she wanted me to kiss Leo and take a picture of it and send it over there to her. I'm not offering up blackmail shit for her. I got enough problems over here. I'm dealing with Twinkle all the time. And she's a genius, right? She's like, she's really smart, but which means she's crazy. So, I'm actually credited on the record as her handler. I'm a Twinkle wrangler. Well, I gotta get her everywhere on time. It's almost impossible. Well, so I have no idea where she is right now, and I'm doing this now and kind of trying to give her a little harassment if she's listening someplace that maybe she'll call in.
Twinkle, yeah. If you're listening, we're waiting for you to call.
She's probably at a barbecue joint right now.
At least to get me to shut up, because there's so much stuff I could talk about it.
No, you're doing a great job. Great. You really are doing a great job.
I'm trying. Well, we're going up to, we're going to be doing a Route 66 tour. Next summer, we're going to take off from Chicago and head out to Santa Fe, I guess is where it wraps up. But we're doing a couple of weeks in Vegas here in a little bit.
Okay.
We got a bunch of cool stuff coming up, and we want to keep you guys posted through the whole thing.
Excellent, yeah. And you know what? Feel free to post on our page anything you want. And we'll be supporting you guys all the way, man. The music is fantastic.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And I can't wait to see you guys.
We appreciate you.
Cannot wait to see you guys are out in Long Island.
I want more. I want to hear more.
Yeah, I want more too.
We're trying to get hold of that guy to do the, what was that, the Bay Shore? The Great South Bay Fest?
Yeah.
Oh, the Great South Bay
Fest. Yeah, we want to get on that.
Yes.
Right. We want to get on that one. That'll be a lot of fun.
See,
I used to play up there in Brooklyn with the back in the 80s with a band called Big Bad Wolf. We used to play at Lamar a lot.
Oh, you played in the Big Bad Wolf?
Okay, cool. Me and Lenny and, yeah, that was a big time. I used to love that place.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
I didn't know I had a sister back then. So I didn't. And then so me and Lenny moved down here and put this thing together with Twink, and we've been off and running ever since.
Yeah, you know what? The music is fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Really, right? And
we really, really appreciate your guys' support, man.
Yes.
We'll keep up with you.
Yeah, you know what? Send us some more songs. We'll play it. Yeah, there's no problem there.
We've got some new stuff too. I'd love to send you some. We've got some video recordings, but those are crap.
Yeah, because now you are in the rotation for every week when we start the show. Is her song
awesome.
The first song? So
I'm
awesome.
Welcome to the mayhem, my friend.
I'm actually looking forward to next week to get it.
Right on. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Leo?
What happened to Margaret? She's taking steroids or something? She looks different.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. She started eating a lot of barbecue food. I've been talking about it. I'm going to
face her head.
So Rob couldn't make it in tonight.
Well, hey, I'm gonna be seeing you guys in a few weeks anyway, so,
all right.
Cool.
I'll definitely have to drop by and, show my ugly mug.
You know what? Definitely. You got a seat right here waiting for you, Leo.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
awesome, man. Now, Leo, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Me and you crossed paths a few times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
I think we all
have. Gonna forget you.
Yeah, no. You can't forget this face. You can't forget this face, that's for sure. But we have a seat.
We try.
We have a seat waiting for you here. You got to leave. When you come in, we're going to have a good time.
Cool. Oh, and piece of advice. Roll-up socks works a lot better than a banana, believe me.
Spinal Tap information.
It's a little more realistic, you know. It's soft, but you know what? I know it's a banana. You know, it's like, what's this? What? Wait a minute. That's just got a skin on it. What's that? Are you circumcised? I don't know.
See, that was my problem. My problem was I used a roll of quarters, and everybody was laughing at me.
And then a roll of dimes.
Oh my god, man.
All right, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon.
You got it, brother.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was a great phone call. I'm going to have to go to commercial, I believe.
Nice. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I think we haven't done a commercial break.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go, though, I just heard something that you actually eat your ribs with a fork and knife.
No, I have done that. You know,
with a fork and knife.
Oh, wait. Saved by the bell. Oh, hello, Mr. Wayne Penix. How are you, sir?
What is up?
Oh, you saved
me. How are y'all doing?
Good.
How are you, Wayne? How you feeling?
You saved me.
How did I save you?
Because they were making fun of how I eat my ribs with a knife and fork sometimes. All right? Sometimes.
Did you have to turn your man card in on the spot?
He never had a man card.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So
I used to take women out when I was single and make them eat food with their fingers to see how they could handle it. I never thought a dude actually did that.
I hate touching food sometimes, man. Oh, I'm the worst.
How could you hate touching food?
Especially ribs and shit. Like, especially if you have a beard mustache like his. It's like, oh.
Saver.
Well, I don't want to get too personal. I don't know if you're married or not, but your wife might not be all that happy, if you know what I'm saying.
That's a different kind of smudge I want on my face. That's different.
It's none of my business. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Dawn gets forked.
Oh, my God. So, listen there, Mr. Wayne Penix. We've been talking about the Camel City Bike Fest all night.
It is going to be off the chain, man. We got, you know, final little small details. Now, here's the biggest detail that it's kind of out there. I mean, we really don't know how to deal with it. It's, well, I mean, quite honestly, I'll ask you guys advice.
Okay.
It's the pinup outfit that which one of you poor bastards are going to have to wear?
Yeah.
You mean Rod?
It has to be pink.
Yeah.
Definitely pink.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. He likes pink.
And feathery. You gotta have feathers. Like a boa. You gotta wear a boa. You know?
You say that like I've never done this before.
Never.
He has. You ever seen what the bunny is?
Right.
Yeah.
So
I see it with the bunny.
What does the first lady have in mind? Does she have some giving you some clues of what she's planning?
She won't even tell me. That's how secretive it is. Will not even tell me what she has planned for you guys to wear.
Well,
so,
the only thing I can suggest is Velcro.
It'd be awesome.
Well, I don't know if she won't tell me because, you know, I just had a heart procedure. I'm feeling better, and she was afraid that she may put me in the hospital because the outfit's going to be so great, or she just wants it to be a complete surprise. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe she has one for you.
That's the surprise. You're wearing it. Well, you know what? We'll figure that out when we get down there, and that's going to be a fun moment. We're actually thinking about saying fuck the contest and both wearing it anyway.
Yeah, we'll just
that'd be awesome. We'll put you in the wild card round and see if you guys can get through the judges.
That'd be fucked up if we won.
Dude, it'll probably be better than the Gong Show that's on TV right now.
Oh my God, we can.
All I know is if you two guys end up winning, I'm drug testing my judges. That's all I'm saying.
And we're getting thrown out of there.
Dude, they drug test us. We're both coming back pregnant.
I thought you were already.
So, we're going down there. We're going to do a live show. We're going to have a lot of people come on the show. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be insane.
And I am looking forward to having... You can drink now or no?
You can drink. We were.
Can you drink?
Can I drink?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine with partaking in some adult beverages.
Okay. So the heart's good.
Like, some?
So I can't wait to hang out.
I'm doing a whole lot better, man. I mean, I had the best doctors, you know, and then the first lady, man, tell you, yep. I've never had a nurse that good in my life. She took good care of me.
Oh, well.
She drove me nuts because she wouldn't let me get off the couch. And I was like, look, I got to pee. You can't go do that for me.
What'd you do, bring you a Pepsi bottle and a funnel?
Well, you know what? That's awesome that you took care of you, man. That's great, man.
That's a huge thing, man.
And we're glad that you're up and out again and you're looking good. I saw some of your videos
over the weekend,
and they're awesome.
Yeah, you guys had a blast at the gun show.
Yeah, and I can't wait to have a couple of beers with all you guys down there.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, yeah, we're going to turn it on its ear for sure. Campbell City Barbecue, they're having a little shindig the night before. Oh. So, you know, I'll have to come down to that area that night just to, you know, kind of map out the streets and that type of stuff. But you guys, if you're down there Friday night, I'll introduce you to Radical Randy. He's the guy who does the largest bike show on the East Coast.
Okay.
He does it in Daytona. He does it in Myrtle Beach. I'll introduce you to him. Okay. Also introduce you to my buddy Joey Hensley, who's with Backyard Baggers. He's big in the bagger game.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going to do the best thing that we can possibly do to make this a legendary day. I mean, I don't know if you guys have looked up Thunderstruck, who's our headliner as AC/DC tribute band.
These guys are unbelievable. Okay.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who's in an AC/DC tribute band here in the New York area, and he was telling me those guys rock it down.
I see them. They're sick.
Yeah. Oh, man. We can't wait, man. I can't wait to come down there, do a show, drink some beers, eat some ribs with a fork, and...
No. Back up. In North Carolina, we don't even have forks for ribs. They don't even bring them to the table.
You know, I always wondered, like, how come nobody invented, like, the little prongs, like, they did for, like, the corn on the cob? Right? For the ribs.
Yeah. For a rack of ribs.
trust me, Wayne, I'll be shoving my face with those ribs, don't you worry.
I'll forewarn you, I've been told, I don't know that this is an actual law in the state of North Carolina or if it's a fictional law, but if you eat ribs or fried chicken with a fork, you're automatically put in jail.
Okay. I like that.
Then give him a fork.
We won't need that excuse.
Hey, fork you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're definitely going to need bail money, Kim.
Yeah, no doubt. So we're definitely looking forward to this, man. This is going to be a great night.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to get down.
I'm planning on leaving here Thursday night and getting down there Friday and hanging out on Friday night, setting up Saturday and have a good time. Right?
It's going to be great. We're having a beard competition. Rod, you may want to get in on that.
I have a beard.
Actually, you don't. You have chops. I don't know what the fuck. Is that a mustache or a beard?
Sideburns.
Like, what is it?
The sideburns.
Sideburns or a mustache? I don't know what the
it's
fuck.
It's a thigh tickler.
All,
okay.
All I know is you got a piece of chicken in it. But later. Oh my God.
I'll jump in on that, Wayne. Definitely jump in.
So, yeah, man. So, we're definitely looking forward to coming down there and hanging out with you. And Wayne is another great guy who helped out the show so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Biker Trash Nation, we have you behind us, man.
We love hyping you guys up, man. Yeah, You've been nothing but good to us, and we want to return the favor.
Yeah, man. We love Biker Trash Nation. Yeah. And we support you guys 100%.
Yeah. And,
all right, brother?
All right, fantastic.
We're going to make history in a couple of weeks.
That's right, man. We're going to make history. Have a good time out there.
I'm looking forward to it, guys.
All right, so go buy some forks and knives now.
I'm going to kill them for you, Wayne. I'm going to kill them.
I'll get on that.
All right, Wayne, say hello to the First Lady for us.
Will do.
And take it easy, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, feel good, brother. See you in a couple of weeks.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, right, bro.
See you well.
Bye. All right, well.
Let's go to commercial.
Now, let me see if I can finally go to commercial here. No, hold on a second.
Guys, everybody hold on. We're going to go to commercial. And we'll be right back.
You ready? Set. Ready. And go.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers, full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories, coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And that's right, Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine.
Yes.
It was definitely, this is a great magazine.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, it's definitely one of the top magazines in the country about motorcycles, all kinds of bike events, motorcycles,
and you know, not,
stories.
Let's not forget Heather, who does an incredible job with
Heather
Chris
does
this
an incredible
magazine,
job, so.
And all the people that are associated with this magazine.
Can that be seen?
You know, big shout out to our really good friend Fenton. How you doing, Hammy? Miss you a lot. Can't wait to see you again, man. Talk about a guy that 22 milliseconds into meeting him, you love him.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that was
just
great.
This is just one of those guys that you're like, bam.
Yeah.
And you want to know him for the rest of your life. He's just great.
That's cool. Good guy.
That's cool.
Good guy. He'll ride your bike too, no problem. But you know what? Real quick, I just want to do a quick 1940 Brewery, man.
Yeah.
You have to go to 1940 Brewery. But hold on, we have a phone call. Okay, come on, that's 1940 Brewery. And you're on the air. What's up? Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
What's up there, video guys?
What's up? How are you, brother?
Mark Marino, man.
Ah, Mark, what's going on?
I was with your boy
yesterday.
Yeah, I heard. I just got on the phone with him 2 seconds ago, and he told me he hooked up with you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, we had a good time, man. He did a great show. He had an awesome show. Really was.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, man, he's incredible, man. He really is incredible. So what's going on, brother?
Yeah, he's one of a kind, man. He's one of a kind. I just wanted to call and tell you he's at Rock Out. He had a day off today. He's just chilling. He got a couple girls with him. You know, that idiot.
Good for him. Good for him.
So he's got the girls in your house.
Yeah. No. Not his pool.
I got his dog with me right now.
Oh, One-Eyed Jack.
One-Eyed Jack's with
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah, he's a cool dog. We talked about the other night too, man. Everybody loves One Eye Jack, man. He's one of a kind, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right. But
all right, well, I just talked to him. And he told me you guys hooked up the other last night, and he was all happy about it, so man.
Yeah, we love him, man, and we definitely love Michael Allman. Great guy.
Yeah.
Great performer. Go check him out. You go on his website, michaelallman.com, or go on our website. And
not for nothing, we love you too.
Yeah, we love you too, man.
Crazy
and
bastard.
I asked for you yesterday. I said,
where's your buddy? I can't wait to meet you guys, man.
Yeah, us too, man. I said to him yesterday, I said, where is he? Where's Marino? Where's Mark Marino?
He's in the pool.
He's in the pool.
Oh, shit.
So, all right, buddy.
Right on, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, you guys have a good night, man, and rock out, man. I just wanted to check in with you guys. And like I said, Michael loves you guys too, man. He said, man, you guys are cool people. I talked to him for about a half an hour. And he said, man, these guys rock and roll. So
awesome, man.
God bless you guys. Huh?
Awesome,
Same
man.
Same to you, my friend.
Peace out, brother. Talk
peace,
to you soon.
Man.
Bye now.
Bye, man. Bye.
So anyway, that was Mark Marino.
Mark
good
Marino.
Friends with Michael Allman.
Neighbor.
Neighbor, yeah.
House sitter. The only thing is, he watches the pool, yet Michael has no pool.
So anyway, 1940s beer. You like beer, right?
I love beer, yeah.
You got to check out 1940 because they brew fresh beer every day, and he has so many different flavors. I mean, you want to get the Blackwood all day. And they're located in Holbrook, not far from you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're at
1337 Lincoln Avenue
yeah, in Holbrook, New York. Yeah. So go check them out. Go check out their website, 1940sbrewery.com. So anyway.
What always goes good with the...
cigars, right?
Yeah, a good cigar. And guys, stay tuned. I got something really special for tonight.
His cigar porn's coming up real soon. So. But anyway, we got Michael Harrison in the studio with us today.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys haven't heard us talk about him.
And he invented an app called the Road Captain, which is coming out September 1st.
September 1st, yes, sir.
So tell everybody about this app.
Well, it's an interactive app that we're going to have. You can communicate with the riders that you're riding with. Have the best bars, the best hotels. Now we have campgrounds on there.
And so we got to add barbecue places.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's restaurant, barbecue places.
It's
all the same thing. You know, we're not going to, McDonald's or, you know, White Castle. You know, we're doing, you know,
right.
Nice places that are biker friendly.
Yes.
So they, you know, you can enjoy it. Without getting your ass.
But you know, it's funny you say that, hotels and stuff, because there are a lot of hotels that are not biker friendly.
They're not biker friendly.
I tell you what hotel is. Best Western.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, hold that thought 1 second. You're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. What's happening?
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. It's Twinkle.
Hey! Hey, Twinkle, we are in love with your music.
Awesome. Oh, awesome, yes.
Music. Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
You are part of our opening songs now, if you didn't hear tonight.
I
love that. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yes.
That makes me smile.
Yes, I'm glad.
I've been watching some of the videos out there. You know what? My hat's off to you. You're killing it. You're killing it.
Excellent.
Good stuff.
Killer. Thank you.
We cannot wait for you to come out to Long Island.
Yeah, I can't. I can't wait to see.
Oh, for sure. What? We have to come up there.
Can you tell everybody where they can find your music?
Yes, they can go to TwinkleAndRockSoulRadio.com, and there's a lot of music there, or just go to Reverb Nation and say Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio. It's easy to find. It's rock, and it's soul, and
it's good
it
shit.
Should be on the radio.
Yeah, we'll play it over here as best as we can.
Let me tell you something.
You guys are awesome. I am so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Being a supporter.
I heard that song.
And you guys would love it. You would love my guys, man. They're just so great. What a great group of people.
I'm glad. I know Leo, so I know he's great. So
we're
really excited for you, and we're excited to hear some more of your music.
Yeah.
And we'll play
I love it.
Yeah, we definitely
will. We're going to send you some more then.
That's fantastic. Looking forward to it.
You guys, thank you so much. That kills. That's awesome.
Excellent.
I appreciate you.
Twinkles, thank you so much for calling the show. And
thanks for having a great show.
Go check it out, man, everybody.
Yeah.
Our music is out of this world.
Kick ass.
Yeah, if you want.
You're awesome. Yeah. You're awesome.
Everybody out there, you want the kick ass music, go check it out. It's off the charts.
That's
off the charts.
All right, so.
And we'll be up there next year.
Excellent.
We'll be coming up there.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You just made my night. You made my week. It's my birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Twinkle. Happy birthday to you.
Are you
that's
one?
My favorite.
Are you two?
You better go eat your cake now before Johnny does.
Oh, save me a piece of that cake.
I want cake.
Crinkles,
you guys rule.
We love you. Have a great night.
We love you. We're sending you a t-shirt.
Excellent.
What sizes?
Fat. Triple X.
10 size. You
text me.
What text me?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
I love you.
Take
love
care.
You. Bye.
She's
awesome.
She's a piss. Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, sorry.
So now, back to this app.
Wait, hold on a second. We got another phone call.
Hello, Ma. Not now, Ma. Not now, Ma. We'll talk later.
All right, Ma.
I ate my breakfast.
Mom Rizzo's calling to tell us about the
diet.
The villages.
So go
ahead.
He was
young. He had three pizza pies.
Yeah.
with a knife and fork.
He's a pizza the same way with his knife and fork.
So go ahead, Mike.
All right. So yeah, it's a navigation app that you're going to find the best scenic routes out there. It's going to show you a charity events in your area. It's going to have also bike weeks all over the place. It's going to be awesome. There's so much to do that we're going to be doing with it. You know, it changes constantly, you know, but the major part of it is just bringing the biker community together, you know, getting people that did ride, that didn't ride, that, you know, that wants to ride, to get them out there and ride again.
Right.
You know, we have almost 10 million motorcycles in the United States registered.
Right.
Over 10 million. And, well, 80% of them just sit in garages.
Yeah.
You know, they don't take them out. So this app is actually for you guys to get out and enjoy and get that love for riding your bike. You know, because it is it's the best feeling calling yourself a biker and being a biker.
Yeah.
I mean,
the greatest people in the world.
You can't find anybody better.
Nope.
You know,
yep.
All different shapes, sizes, creed, color, religion. Who gives a shit? We have one thing in common that we're passionate about, and that's our bikes, and that's our bikers, and that's our community. So, it's coming out September 1st. You can start download it. We're doing a 90-day meteor blitz starting today on Motorcycle Mayhem.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to be all over the place. So just go to the website. You got to see where we're going to be. We're going to be in Myrtle Beach, down in Panama City. So it's got so much coming up. And now I'm going to...
Camel City Bike Fest,
so,
baby.
Because we're going to get locked up together. People that ride together get locked up together. I love that shit. And just on another note, I just want to mention the bike run for my friend's son.
Yes.
It's in hometown in Ronkonkoma off of Pond Road, 2800 Pond Road. It kickstands up at 8:30 on this Sunday coming up, August 27th. And $20 to ride, and it's going. All the charities going to Smithtown Children's Foundation, and should be a great run. So
excellent,
come out. Excellent. And
we will definitely try to beat this one.
Yeah. I give that guys to you, so you guys can put it up on your.
We'll put it up there.
I know Mama Duke was going to read that. Probably I was going to give it the
live. Right.
Read.
Well, we can't read like.
Can't read like.
No.
what's this word?
Wait. I don't see a barbecue yet.
It's not a menu, dude. It's not a menu.
It ain't working.
Right.
That does not say appetizer.
But that's awesome. Your app is going to be fantastic.
It's going to be off the hook. Oh, and then we have the pothole.
Yes.
We have the pothole alerter that we have on there.
Yeah.
And you can actually, everyone goes, how does that work? I'm going to pull over, hit the numbers. When you're driving in your car also, you can have the app on. And when you see it, you just drive past it. And it does it all itself. You don't have to put nothing in there.
Yeah.
You
know, so it locates the longitude and latitude and pinpoints
it. And boom, it's up there.
That's
so
sweet.
It works on both of your motorcycle and if you have it in your car. And if you see something really big, then turn the hell around and
do it again.
You know?
Mark Sayer out there, hit those potholes. Go back and put it in the app.
I have an app like that for when I drive my truck. It's the letting me know if the weigh stations are open or not.
Yeah.
I get an alert. The weigh stations are open. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll get off this exit.
Yeah, that's that one. Get pulled over. Hour and a half of your time.
And that last little piece of your app is amazing. That first alert?
Oh, yeah, the first alert. Yeah, see, I forget about these stuff. So, yeah, like we have the first alert. If you get into a bike accident, it alerts the nearest emergency units to you, fire department, police department, whatever's nearest to you, so you get quick action. And that's going to be an awesome thing.
That is, because I had a friend of mine who got hit on somebody's highway, and he lay in a ditch for hours.
Yeah.
He's paralyzed now.
Well, you just saw that video that they're showing when the guy's at the light, and the guy just blasted him and took off.
Yeah.
And that guy, there was no one else on that road.
No.
And once they hit that hit back, that bike was down, they would have been there right away.
Yeah. They're very important.
That's a huge part of the feature
on that app.
It's going to be mind-blowing when you see all this coming together. And with the virtual reality thing that's coming out, in 6 months after we do this, that you can actually put these glasses on and actually see your ride.
Right.
You know, for brothers that can't get on a bike again. And
that's
what that feeling.
Right.
You know, and like I said, it always changed. What did you do it for? And my motions change all the time.
Yeah.
You think you're doing it for one thing.
Right.
And then you find another.
No, I'm doing it for this reason.
Right.
You know, and it's just, getting the whole biking community together, whether you can ride anymore, if you can ride, I want everyone to have that experience.
Yeah.
So, Mike, let me ask you.
Even you, Rod.
Shut up.
buy a bike.
Still
get divorced first. God damn it.
what sparked this? Where did this all just come out of?
Well, like I said, I was going to see my daughter. We were going out down to Myrtle Beach, a couple of us, and my daughter got sick up in High Point, North Carolina. So I had to go off the pack, and so I went off the pack and found myself in places that, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, in, like Martin Luther King Boulevard. You know, you see a Martin Luther King Boulevard, you're not supposed to be there, you know, and, you know, and other things that, you know, the weather just, you know, I got bombarded, you know, and I could have went a different round and missed this whole, you know, weather thing. And that's another thing it has the, you know, up-to-date, minute-by-minute weather. No matter where you go,
that's
shows
awesome,
you the weather.
Though, yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, so for storm. But then I said there has to be a better way. So I'm like, roadcaptain.com. And when I first thought of it, that's the only name I was going to do this. If it didn't
that's
have
a
that
great
name.
Name.
I said,
catchy.
So I went out there. I'm like, I can't believe no one took this. You see, you know, millions of people on the road captain, you know, of their best and stuff. And
that is a fantastic name. It fits
it
perfect.
You know, and it is road captain.
It is road captain. It can't be anything else. I have competition out there, and, you know, and I don't care about that because I want them to educate and have the best thing for their people, too.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, the more the merrier. It's a big part of bikers out there that we could all share and, you know, have a great time with. So, and getting everyone together, all these bike weeks. I mean, you haven't been to a bike week. You're missing a hell of a lot of shit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, the land is the fun. Man. I mean, I come back. I'm regenerated. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. And then you show up for work and go, fuck.
Yeah.
How do I stay? That's right.
Yeah.
they keep on dragging me back in.
God damn it.
Oh, Jesus.
But, yeah, it's, you know, when you fall into a circumstance and you got to figure out how to make it better. So I figured if I'm not the only one that went through this shit, it has to be other people.
Yeah,
so,
sure. You know, now, how much is the app?
Done. See, that's the whole thing to hold this up all the time. So we were going to do a $1.99 a month.
Right.
And then we said, nah. Then we were going to do it, like, free. And then we're like, nah, I can't deal with that. So like, we're going to do, because we you know, there's other aspects coming on to it.
Right.
So we're going to do $3.99 flat fee.
Yeah. That's
it. Not a month.
That's
not a
worth
month.
It.
That's it, you know. And then, you know, that's like the emergency alert is still going to be on there. I'm not going to charge a dollar. Cause I'm just going to make it
$3.99. Right.
You know, the other people have it for free, but they ain't going to have half the stuff we have. And other people have it for $10, $12. Yeah.
You know what? Even
one year, $3.99 for the year.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's it.
Even
you know?
One feature on that app is worth $3.99.
That's $3.99, not $300.
But we're behind you.
David Hayes fell off his chair when he heard
$3.99. Right. He goes, I'm in. That's a couple of ribs. Steaks. We got to do the bars.
$3.99. That's 100 forks for John.
Right. You know what? Watch me eat corn.
Forks and knives.
We're behind you 100%.
No, you guys are the biggest supporters of us, and we definitely appreciate it. And you know, like I said, if I didn't love you guys, I wouldn't be going to Campbell City with you, man.
Well, then after that, you're not gonna love us anymore. With the heat farts.
That doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, you definitely want a separate cell.
Well,
you're going to be a drag. They ain't going to know where to put you.
My God.
I might be in the fun tier. I might be with Kim.
Transvestites over there.
Now, is this going to be on iTunes?
Yes. Yep, it's going to be iTunes. Oh, yes. With the media blitz that we're doing, we just started today. So you can go on Snapchat. You can go on Twitter. You can go on, what's the other one?
Facebook.
Instagram.
Instagram. Well, that's all started just now, and we're going to have everything up every day going on from now on. So just read up on it. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get something going on locally here, like a little bike run or bikes just to come, and we'll just launch it up.
Launch it up right there.
Right there, man.
Do like an on-site demo.
Have a big TV there and just harness a demo and just hit it up, and everyone can see it, man, how easy it is. It's so biker-friendly, man. Yeah, a monkey could do this. You know,
looking forward to it, man.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Definitely check out the Road Captain app.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. I cannot wait to get mine. And after you get it, I'm sure I'm never going to want to leave my house
right.
without putting it on. So definitely, like your definitely underwear? Check it out. And you can ride it. You can use it on your bikes. And Rock can use it in his car. Right?
You can use it in your car, Rod. Yeah.
So anyway, so now we're going to move on from that. And Rod, he's going to give us some cigar porn over here.
I like it.
Right?
You gotta give me that name of that cigar you gave me on Thursday. That was
and
awesome.
We're gonna have
do you remember?
Actually,
what I gave you Thursday night? Yeah. No, I
Aaron's
didn't
gonna
not.
Call in about 9:40.
Yeah, I wanna say, Aaron, man, I'm very impressed that you jumped on this stick, man. And give me about 2 minutes.
Right.
Let me do a couple of words here. And then Aaron, I definitely want to hear what you think. This is another, you guys all know I'm a big fan of Esteban Cadena.
Say that three times.
Yeah, it's a good story. I just want to, I gotta get something out.
You're the only guy who can say this shit out. Right.
Esteban Cadena. Freaking, I'll tell you. Arriba. This is an amazing line of cigars. It's just off the hook. Amazing. And I just want to say a big thank you to John Rivera, who is the rep for Esteban Cadena for this area, who teased me just enough with this cigar to get me super excited to get it. And this cigar was launched a couple weeks ago at the cigar convention in Las Vegas. And the owner of the company, Craig Cunningham, had kept this cigar under wraps really, really well. I mean, usually a cigar company will give out some teasers and feed people a little bit here and there. He kept this under wraps really well. We were lucky enough to get a cigar. After the convention, we were lucky enough to get a sample cigar in the shop at Goodfellas Cigars. And let me tell you something, folks, it was a moment that I'm not going to forget. I've smoked thousands of cigars. This one is top five for me.
Wow.
This is an amazing cigar. Let me introduce you to... Now there's a little kind of scandal going on right now with this cigar, and I don't want to be rude and say scandal, but this cigar is called the Mr. Brownstone. Music fans know the reference, but some people are complaining about the association with heroin. Drop it, folks. Drop it. Forget it. Leave it alone. This is a cigar that you've got to try. This is a beautiful Connecticut broadleaf Maduro. You know what, Mike? I want you, because I know you smoke. Take a whiff of that. Just take a smell of that cigar. Take right off the foot on that thing. This thing is stunning, scrumptious, stupendous. I don't know where to go with it. It's just phenomenal. This is a beautiful, beautiful cigar from Esteban Cadena. It's a beautiful dark reddish brown Connecticut broadleaf wrapper that Craig Cunningham specifically went out of his way to age and pick the prime leaf. This is going to be a limited cigar only because it's difficult to get these leaves. He's the choice leaves on this cigar is so worth it. Let me tell you something. Give you a quick jump on this. We've had them at Goodfellas for about 2 weeks. We brought in a whole bunch. As of last Thursday night at the Patchogue Street Fair, we had nothing left.
Wow.
We went through these things flew. I haven't heard one negative comment from anyone who's tried this cigar.
Local leaf.
It's a beautiful Connecticut leaf. It's a Nicaraguan binder, Condega Jalapa filler. Just stunning. The complexity of the cigar, just amazing. I usually take one or two cold draws when I try a new cigar just to get a nice flavor palette. Let me tell you, I almost didn't want to like this because the cold draw was just amazing. The flavor palette. I got the beautiful, right off the bat, beautiful chocolate and beautiful leather. There's times where, you get these leather notes and they're nice. This is like fine Corinthian leather. It's so plush. It's amazing. And then I toasted this sucker really slow. This is about a $10-$12 stick. I treated this like an $80 Fuente. You know, I toasted this sucker nice and soft. And let me tell you, the first draw of this thing, that chocolate note, and the spice, the Nicaraguan spice that comes out of this cigar is just amazing. Started off real strong, nice punch. And I was like, two or three draws into this, I turned and I looked at the other guys, and we all had the same face on. Right. We're like, what the? This was just like, wow. All of us were just in complete awe. And the rep was there. John was there watching us, and he's laughing his butt off. It was great. It just amazing. And the spice in the beginning, it was astounding. The chocolatey notes, the leather. I'm telling you, such a phenomenal leather flavor on the cigar. And then about a third of the way into the cigar, it just calmed down. Like, the initial punch of the spice and the leather wasn't overwhelming. It was just perfect. And then it calmed down to this smooth creaminess that, oh, my God, I'm sorry. All the other cigars I've ever said were creamy. This one is just amazing. I don't think I've ever had a cigar that sat back and just said to me, smoke the shit out of me. And this is one of them. It really got beautiful. The creaminess just engulfed. The coffee flavors came out. The leather, the chocolate, the undernotes of the chocolate. And all through this, just that little hint of spice. And in the beginning, it was a white, almost for me, it was a white pepper. But then as I got to the second third of the cigar, I started getting this sweet pepper. So a little like a cayenne pepper. It was amazing. Really was just astounding. And the smoke on this thing was just, the foot smoke coming off of this thing was just, it just hovered there. It was like, I'm not going anywhere. I want you to enjoy that too. You know, it's just astounding. And then about the second, third, I started getting these like berry floral notes. It was like, I was sitting there, I'm like, all right, I'm smoking this cigar for the first time, and I'm thinking, yeah, look at Johnny, fuck you. I'm trying to think what I want to pair this with.
I've never heard anybody talk so passionate about
this cigar. And, oh, Mike, this is the
tear in his
eye. I know.
He has a tear in his eye.
Yeah. Oh, I got more than that. I'm,
Oh, my God.
But I was
sensuous.
Yeah. I was sitting there trying to figure out what I want to pair this with because of the flavors, and Hennessy, a nice, creamy whiskey, a nice creamy malted cognac, yeah, it'd be phenomenal. And I happened to be working that night, so I wasn't about to take a drink or nothing. So I was like, you know, I got to figure something out to pair. I took a swig of Rupia with this cigar. Oh my God, wow, this cigar off the charts. The berry notes. I mean, I was getting a black cherry floral note on this thing. That was just outstanding.
What's it going for?
This runs about $11-$12.
That's not bad at all.
You know what?
All that flavor.
Let me tell you something. This cigar, I will not be shocked that it's going to be so sought after that it's going to draw the price off there. It's astounding. Aaron, I know you're out there. I know you're smoking this.
He just tried to call.
So,
I'm an idiot. You know what?
Give us a call. And
I'm going to hung up on him. Actually.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to try to get a picture up there as soon as I can. Angie, thank you so much, sweetheart. I love you too. I'm going to try to get you one of these. Angie, I'm going to try to send you one of these because I think you're going to have an orgasmic. guys, seriously.
Hello. Again. You've reached Aaron Waller. I'm sorry I'm unable to take your call at this moment.
Hello. You're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Aaron. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Aaron? How are you?
What's going
on? Doing well, thank you.
What do you think?
You know, Rod, you nailed it pretty much for me too. Let me tell you, this cigar is brand new out. I had to pull some strings, had to call a couple guys. I found one of my distributors in the area for Esteban Curtis, and I finally was able to get my hands on a couple of them. So, I'm the same way. The wrapper is absolutely beautiful. And I don't know about you, Ron, but it took me a couple minutes just to unwrap the thing. They had several, all the way down to the foot.
Yeah, this thing is a covered cigar, and it's beautifully done.
I don't know what's in the case.
Yeah, no, four different pieces of wrapper, and it's a beautifully done.
Absolutely.
And you know, you gotta give Esteban Carreras a lot of credit because they really took a lot of time and pride in their presentation with all their cigars.
Is that hand-rolled too? Or
huh?
Is that hand-rolled?
Oh, yeah. This is hand-rolled in the factory. And but, Aaron, cold foot, same thing?
Yeah, let me tell you. This thing is, it is definitely a full-body cigar. But I'm going to add a little caveat to that.
Yep.
Smooth as glass.
I'm telling you. I'm almost at the point where I don't want to say it's full-bodied because it's so just settles down so beautifully.
I agree. And, you know, usually I get to the band and I'm done. But you'll see, I sent you guys a couple of photos tonight. And, my gosh, I literally ripped the band off and went ahead and took it all the way down. And it just didn't get any different than that.
No, I'll tell you, I didn't want to put it out in any way, shape, or form. I wanted this thing to continue for hours, and unfortunately, it just wouldn't happen. But I smoked it as far as I can go, and I never got one bitter note from it at all. It was astounding.
No.
I want a cigar.
Now, I did notice the pepper to it for me. I mean, it's just like a little peppery and a spice on the top side.
Yeah.
The smoke on it's fantastic. And I sent you guys a couple of photos, but nothing better than a nice white ash. I did say ash. I did say ash.
Yeah.
So, you know, that thing, an inch into it, and that was a solid hour smoke for me.
Yeah,
solid. And I don't sit there and nurse them either, so I'll just throw that out there.
Great, man. That sounds like I want one myself now.
This is a beauty, and I'm kind of upset with myself that I did fire one up Saturday night, but I was so shit faced I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Nice.
But I'm telling you, this is a home run. Craig Cunningham, you know, if you're out there and you listen to this, you hit home run again. And I mean, Aaron, from what you're saying, and this is just, people, go check this cigar out. Absolutely.
Excellent.
And just like Aaron did, he contacted somebody and they made these phone calls to try to find. Is this, how many of the Estebans have you tried? I mean, is this the first one you've tried or have you tried some of the other ones?
It is not. I actually have a Diamond Crown membership with one of my local cigar companies here. So that's how I was able to get it. I don't even know they have it on the shelf. For most people, like I said, I had to call my distributor and tell him, look, I'm looking for this cigar, and I was going to do a review with you guys, and I wanted to try it out. He got me a couple of sticks, and a buddy of mine that's been smoking cigars for a long time, too, he was just amazed, you know, an hour smoke, and it was just stellar. That's the only way I can say it. Like you said, you almost hate to say it's full body because it's just so smooth, and I literally took the band off. I wanted to find a clip for it. I just wanted to take that thing all the way down. I just couldn't do it any longer. So
yeah, it's just one of those cigars that you honestly you get a tear in your eye when you know you got to put it out. You know, it's so good.
That's excellent.
And you know, and like I was saying a few minutes ago, it's a $10-$12 stick that rivals some of the $40, $50, $80 sticks. I mean, for me, I've smoked numerous Opus X's in my life, and this
another good one.
This is right up there with an Opus X. Wow. I actually
For $11, you
get. Did you pair it with anything, Rod?
I actually sat down one day. I had a little Robusto, and I sat down with a Jack Single Barrel, and I was done. I was just there. I was done. It was just perfect, absolutely perfect.
And I know you're a beer guy, and I am. I'm a little bit more of a George Thorogood. It's one bourbon, one scotch
kind
of beer. But I did do it with the Jim Beam Vanilla.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
I tell you, that little sweet note, and then you take a little puff on that thing, and that was a phenomenal pairing right there.
Wow, Jim Beam Vanilla. I'm making a note of that, dude. Yeah, that's probably off the chart.
Like the way she thinks.
Well,
dude, is that, you know.
You brought out the chocolate notes, and that chocolate with a little bit of the vanilla, I'm telling you, it's a match made in heaven.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'm a big coffee guy. I have a friend of mine who has a company out of Connecticut, and he has this blend of coffee called Death by Chocolate. It's an amazing coffee. Yeah, go check him out. Deadly Grounds Coffee. He's got a line of coffees that are off the charts. But this Death by Chocolate, I had, I sat out one morning with another one with my coffee, and wow, that was another pairing that was just incredible. You know, Sunday morning out there with a cigar,
yeah,
and that Death by Chocolate, the Mr. Brownstone, was just like, that was the perfect way to start the day. Unfortunately, after I smoked it, I was in such heaven, I didn't want to do anything.
You got to send me a link for that coffee. I'm also a coffee guy, so I'm right there with you.
Absolutely. I'll send you the link. He's a good guy. He's got some great coffee. And
is that in Stonington?
Huh?
Is he in Stonington?
I'm not sure where he's at, but he's got an incredible line of coffees. His Health Fury is phenomenal. If you're really in a down mode and need to get perked up, Hell's Fury will do it for you. But Aaron, thank you so much for your words, man.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to doing some more back and forth with you on this thing.
We will do it.
Absolutely, my friend.
Excellent,
I'll talk
sir.
To you soon.
Goodbye now.
All right. You guys have a great night.
You
Thanks
too,
for
brother.
The show.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
That's awesome.
Bye-bye.
I just want to say real quick to finish out the cigar review. This cigar is available in a 6x60. It's called Mr. Brownstone Mainline. The 6x52, Mr. Brownstone Smack, and the Mr. Brownstone Speedball. Obviously, you see where this is all going. The 5x54. And they're going to run you anywhere between like $8 to $12 to $13. And I'm going to tell you those prices are going to change. The availability of the cigar is... It's like when the Legal Bravada came out, the Legal Bravada number 9 came out, and everybody jumped on it. It was just such a wonderful cigar. It became a very limited cigar. Same thing's going to happen with this. I guarantee it. And I'd like to just say real quick to end everything out, I'd like to thank John Rivera, John Blake from Goodfellas Cigars, John Rivera from Esteban Cadera, John Blake from Goodfellas Cigars, Larry from Goodfellas Cigars, for allowing me the privilege to discuss the cigars. The sitting down and discussing with cigars with John Blake and the guys in the shop is amazing. John, we had such a pleasure when this cigar came in. Thank you so much for allowing us to try this. Can't wait to see you again. And I would love if that you can get yourself or Craig Cunningham to call up and talk to us about their line, because it's an astounding line. All you guys out there, you've heard me. This is what, the fifth time I've done Esteban Carrera?
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing line.
I can't even say it.
So, I want to say thank you to Larry and John from Goodfellas Cigars, 2215, Route 112 in Medford. Go check them out. It's an amazing place to hang out. Great people, great time. Open 9 o'clock every morning, so Mike, when you're out there taking a cruise, you can run in there.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, zoom, grab a couple of steaks, run over. You're good. And... everybody out there, that's my review.
Beautiful. All right, man. He does the best cigar reviews, I got to say. I've never heard somebody describe a cigar like that. I don't know if I want to eat it, fuck it, or smoke it. Right?
I want to do all three.
Exactly. But anyway, I just want to put this out there real quick.
Go ahead.
We have a listener, okay?
I hope so.
His name is Norman Sterling, okay? He's in a little bit of a jam right now, and bikers like to help out bikers.
Absolutely.
All right? Now, he has a job set up. And I got to decline this phone call. We'll call you right back. All right? He's got a job set up in Austin, Texas. He's in Tulsa right now, and he's trying to get to Texas. All right? His name is Norman Sterling. Hit him up on Facebook. If anybody can help him out there, anyone heading that way, a truck driver, somebody can just give him a help him out with that. It would be awesome, because that's what bikers do. Bikers help bikers.
Yeah.
And he's in the need right now. You know, he's got no money, and he's got a job offer out there. He's trying to get to, we helped him get to Tulsa last week. So, we're calling on our fans, maybe they can help him out.
Yeah.
You're all right, man? So.
All right.
Norman, good luck.
Yes.
But, I got a phone call.
Okay.
Call back. On, hold on. This might be somebody for you.
For me?
Yeah, I don't know. Then I guess.
Hello,
you're
hello.
On the air. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who do we got there? It's Motorcycle Mayhem calling you back.
Bad Daddy Rabbit!
Where were you all night, Mr. David Hayes?
Man, I'll tell you what.
What?
If I ever go to a damn titty bar with Rod, I'm going to take a box of cigars, so I'm damn sure I'll get laid.
Yo, David, you should know by now.
We're going to a midget titty ball.
A midget titty ball. Oh, my God.
My God, that man got me rolling over here, man. I'm as horny as a goddamn Billy Gates in Sunday school.
Oh,
hey, I got a good story to tell you.
Go ahead.
Quick happened to me. You know, I always got something crazy going on.
Yep.
Well, I was watching that news this week, and all that political shit, you know, it pisses you off. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And, man, I sat here, and, man, it was blaring on Facebook. It was blaring on the fucking news. You know, I'm a rebel. I come from the South.
Yeah.
So the more I watched, the madder I got.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I was ready to tear the damn house down. Now, you know, I'm up here in New York, way up here in New York.
Yeah. You're a Yankee now.
So, yeah, I love the North. I love the North, baby. I'll tell you right now, ain't nothing no better.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sitting here at the house, I'm getting madder than hell. So I look at my old lady and I said, hey, baby. Now I'm going to tell you how a real biker, you know, you hear this shit on Facebook all the time. Well, you ain't a real biker. I'm going to show you what a real biker does when you piss a real biker off, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting here madder than hell. I look over at the old lady and I said, hey, baby. How about making me a damn sandwich? Well, I've been watching the news for 6 hours. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm madder than hell. Well, she's a biker chick. You know what I mean? She's a biker man's old lady. You know what I mean? She's real. She ain't no fake shit. She's real.
Yeah.
She turned around and looked at me and she said, make your own damn sandwich.
And then you made her one too.
So you know what I did?
What?
I went outside, I pulled her goddamn shovel head up to the front porch, and in 2 hours, I had the front fender, the back fender, the gas tanks, the seat, and everything on that motherfucker sitting on the couch in the living room.
And you still didn't get a sandwich.
And I still ain't got that damn sandwich.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
But we got a shovel head, Johnny. It's a 75 shovel head on a 48 frame.
Okay.
Wow.
And it was her late husband's. Pops was his name. He was well known up here, man. And this bike hasn't been touched in 12 years.
Whoa.
And we took it out last year and washed it for Father's Day and took a couple inches of rust off of it. And believe it or not, we let that bike sit outside all winter.
Wow.
Oh.
And I started a couple days ago, me and her went out there, and we started tearing it down. It's time to bring it back to life, man.
Yeah, get that thing going, baby.
Well, I think I got an idea.
It's an amazing bike. The guy built it from the ground up, and he's got embedded flames in the tanks and the fenders that were just all blacked out. You can't even see the stuff, what I mean?
Nice, nice.
Because he just blacked it all out. I guess one day he wanted everything black, so he just painted everything. Oh. The bike really looks good, though. It's time for us to bring this thing back to life, and that was my excitement for the week.
Excellent.
Was being able to get that thing started and get it tore down, start making plans for it, And
can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I think my idea for your paint scheme, it would be sandwiches.
Yeah, sandwiches. Rod said paint scheme sandwiches, Laura. She's got some plans for it. You wait till you see this thing. We got some good plans for it,
we
Rod.
We can't wait, man. We cannot wait.
I'm excited about that. I'm glad to see the show, man. You guys are kicking ass tonight over almost 10,000 views. You're normally 7,000 to 8,000 at this time. The show's doing very well. I hope Mama Mayhem gets better.
Yes.
I was shocked to see she wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, me too.
The other fella, he don't look as good as she does. What's his name, that road-cutting guy?
That's Michael Harrison, the owner of the road captain.
Well, we blast his stuff in our groups all the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, brother.
And
thanks.
What we do, we like what he's doing.
Yes.
We love you guys.
I just thought I'd call in and give you a laugh.
Well, we love you too, Roger. Rod, I've never heard a man talk about a cigar like you, brother. You kicking ass, my friend. You do a hell of a job.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to miss
you. We love you guys, man. Y'all have fun.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Later, guys.
We're going to miss him. Okay, David, thank you for calling in, man. We love you, brother. But anyway, all right, so it's that time. If it's a little one, he needs one.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, any organs that you want to donate, I like lobster, not shrimp.
Right.
And again, big shout out to Jim Tanisi. Heal up, brother.
Yes.
Right. Even and, the jumbo shrimp is just a shrimp.
And Deb Schmidt, Deb heal up, sister.
Yes, please.
And we appreciate everybody. And Jane Morris, don't forget her.
Yes. And we love everybody who's on our feeds and watching us.
And thanks for thanks Twitter for the beautiful song.
Oh, yeah,
Twinkle, man. Oh, yes.
Twinkle,
yes.
You're Twinkle. Awesome. And Geneva.
And Lex Gray, Geneva.
And Johnny Stakes.
Let's do the...
Johnny Stakes.
Who? Johnny Stakes. Johnny Stakes, not for nothing. I've lost a lot of respect for him.
Yeah.
Ribs with a fork.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see. I'll tell you.
Never.
It's a trick.
Never.
What's next?
Never. It's a trick.
I'll tell you what's next.
Pull
that man card. That's what's next.
Oh, my God.
I will tell you what's next.
Right. Let's not forget, Mama, get better.
Oh, get better, Mama.
Goodbye.